time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me over the telephone this morning, I've got Brett Kobernick with the Utah Avalanche Center joining us as he does every week. And we're going to talk about what's going on up on the Skyline area where people from our area really enjoy going and recreating. And, you know, once it's March, people start seeing the calendar fading away from them and they're ready to get out and kind of say goodbye to the season, so to speak. But that might not be the case just yet. We'll talk about that and what's going on up there as far as the avalanche danger is concerned. Brett, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, good to be here. Yeah, the winter continues, and man, it's been amazing up there.
It's what I keep trying to remind people. You know, spring doesn't start till March 20th.
Good point.
So, we've still got a little bit. So how are things shaping up there and these last batches of storms? What did they do up there on the Skyline area?
Yeah, so we picked up about, the Fairview area, Fairview Canyon and Huntington Canyon area, up on top there around Fairview Lakes, picked up about 2 feet of snow since Sunday. And that brings the total up to about 10 feet of snow measured at Fairview Lake. So just an incredible amount of snow up there right now. The rest of the Manti skyline picked up somewhere around a foot to 16 inches or so from these last few impulses. And there's been some wind. And there's been some wind with the last couple of storms, actually, even last week. And that has bumped up the avalanche danger a bit. Anytime we get wind that drifts snow, those drifts can be sensitive to the weight of a person or a snowmobile, and that's when we can see some problems with that wind drifted snow. And we've had a series of storms with wind, and there have been a couple of human triggered avalanches. They're small to medium sized avalanches. No one was caught or carried or injured in any of those. But it does demonstrate how these fresh drifts can be sensitive. And, you know, my colleague put it in a good way. He used a good analogy. He said, you know, we're stacking these layers up, and they've come kind of quick. They've come kind of quickly. And it's kind of like building a model. And we're using the glue between these layers as the snow stacks up. But the glue's just not quite dry yet. It will dry, and things will stabilize, but it's been such a rapid succession with snow and wind that these layers are still a little bit, you know, the glue is a little bit damp still. So as things progress, these layers will stabilize. And I think we're going to be looking pretty good for the weekend. As far as avalanche danger is concerned up there.
And that was one thing that we talked about before we came on the air. You know, it is March, and people are used to being able to get out and do things because, you know, the season in typical years, the season in March, so at least the last few years, has really been to where it starts to kind of wind down. Are we looking that way, or may we be, you know, able to go out there and do some stuff with the amount of snow that we have into like mid March, late March?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, there's no question. It actually looks like we're going to have some storms moving through into mid March, so it's going to add some more snow, and the cover is incredible, so it's going to last well through March. And that's one thing that's good to note is that, we even have snow at lower elevations this season. And folks should keep in mind that anywhere that there's a steep slope that's snow-covered, that is avalanche terrain. So you need to be careful down in the lower elevations as well, not just up in the highest terrain. There can be avalanche danger in the lower elevations as well. So that's something that's a little bit different this year than normally. You know, people can recreate in areas they don't normally recreate in with snow on the ground. So got to keep that in mind that there is avalanche potential anywhere there's a steep enough slope. 30 degrees is the slope steepness we're talking about where things are steep enough to avalanche.
All right, and the other thing that we talked about, and you said we'll cover that in the coming weeks, is as the temperatures start to rise a little bit, do we have an increase in danger?
Yeah, that's correct. We can see avalanche activity due to rapid warming. And generally, it's after these spring storms. We'll get a cold spring storm, and then the sun pops out the next day. And that's a lot of time when we can see some avalanche activity. It's fairly predictable. It's not as tricky as some of these midwinter cold snow avalanche weak layers that we deal with. But it is something to be aware of, and we'll talk about that more as the spring approaches.
So as far as this weekend goes, is it looking okay?
Yeah, you know, I think that, like I say, the glue is going to dry in our snowpack model that we've been building up. We don't have any significant storms coming through the weekend, so I'm anticipating things to stabilize fairly nicely, and I'm not anticipating a whole lot of avalanche danger up there. What folks can do, though, to get the most updated information is check out the daily avalanche forecast. It's on UtahAvalancheCenter.org. It's for the Manti Skyline. It's updated by about 7 o'clock each morning. And there you can go and check out how much snow we've gotten, current conditions, and any avalanche problems that we may be dealing with. So that's real good resource for folks who are going to go out and recreate this weekend. Be sure to check that daily avalanche forecast, and then you'll know what to expect before getting up there.
So just once again, just go out and have fun, just be safe, and be cognizant of where you're at and what's going on around your area. We don't want anybody to just not go. Just go out and have a good time and be safe, right?
That's right. That's what the service is about, is to let you know when it's safe to be in steeper terrain and when it's not. You can go out and recreate any time during the winter, regardless of what the avalanche danger is, as long as you're on low-angle slopes. And so that's really the most important thing. You know, folks see that sometimes the danger is really high, and they just don't go into the mountains. And sure, that you'll 100% avoid avalanche danger that way. But you can go up into the mountains and enjoy things and not be in danger of avalanches if you know how to read the terrain and stick on lower angle slopes. That's the biggest thing up there.
All right. Once again, Brett Kobernick with the Utah Avalanche Center. Thanks for taking the time out, as always, to keep people up to date and keep people safe with what's going on up there on the skyline as people are going to be heading out and going and having some fun this weekend. Appreciate the time, sir.
Hey, thank you very much. I'll speak with you next week.
Sounds good. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, CastleCountryRadio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.